Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott spins and fires to second, and Ashburn is picked off. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. John Buzzard now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is walked intentionally. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0 for 1 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Walls moves to second. Turk Farrell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Walls tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Walt Morin pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Al Dark now playing third base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Fernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Cubs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauschi moves to third. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Anderson hits a line drive towards right. Walls chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Walls. Bauschi scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fernandez bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill pinch hits for John Buzzard. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Walls reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.